We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Can you just speak to just the quick passing game that you guys had? It's something we've seen more from you guys this year, but just your comfort level and being able to utilize that, especially on a day when you lose Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, we've, just trying to figure out a way to move the ball down the field and score some points. I thought we did a good job in a couple of those areas. We ran the ball really well. Line played great. Receivers played great. Tight ends played great. So used a lot of different people, and everyone got in there, made some plays to help the team win. Defense played great. Special teams was amazing. So we're going to need it again next week. It only gets tougher from here.
That's Tom Brady getting ready for a week that I think all the injuries kind of catch up to him. I do. I know Fitzy's got him winning. Fitz, you got him winning this game, right? Is this like a father-son thing? What's going on?
All right, look, I was on the Rams all week. Everything Christian pointed out about why the Rams can win this game with their pass rush and the banged up line for the Bucs and, you know, the offense looking good. Hell, Stafford didn't even have to play Monday night and they had the cards in the bag.
He only had 17 throws.
Didn't even need half of that. That game was over
before
it kicked off.
That does scare me a little bit because he's going to need 34, and it could be a pick 60 coming.
See? And maybe we'll find out that the Detroit Matt Stafford is the real – he is who we thought he was.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised because Fourier's been calling him a loser.
Yeah.
And saying how much he sucks. And not only did he take him, but he made him his lock.
And, of course, the bad body language you guys talked about.
This has more to do with Tampa than it does LA, though.
How many times did Tyler Johnson stop running when Brady threw him the football?
You think he sees one this week on purpose?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that doesn't continue. Like, him just kind of not knowing, and I don't think Vaughn can run the ball. Fournette's still questionable. That game kind of worries me a little bit for Tom.
So, for me, yeah, I've had my issues, as Fourier has been wont to point out once and again, with Brady leaving, feeling abandoned, left at the altar, et cetera. I know only 9 Super Bowls, six rings, Christian. I get it. But for me, this is a father-son thing because my kid, the oldest one, the one I named after Brady, who's almost 9, only falls in love with Brady more the further he distances himself from the Patriots. And it's painful. And he came up to me last night. He's like, Dad, Tom Brady Sunday, we're going to go over and watch it at Pop-Pop's house. That's my grandfather.
Sure,
that's my father-in-law. Guess what? He went to Michigan. He loves Brady. Said, yeah, of course we are. He's like, Dad, you're rooting for him, right? Yes, I am. He's like, well, the kids at school, they keep telling me that I'm an idiot for rooting for Tom Brady because he's not the best quarterback.
How old is he?
He's 8. They tell him, like, hey, like, oh, Thomas, Justin Herbert's better. Patrick Mahomes, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And Dad, I keep telling him, like, no. And I was like, listen, you go into school tomorrow, okay? You tell him that that's the GOAT. That's the greatest of all time. You say 28-3, mother effers.
You're giving your kid ammo to deal with the kids in school.
I say, you ask these kids, I say, hey, kid, dress head to toe in Under Armour. Who led the NFL this year in passing yards and passing touchdowns at the tender age of 44? Whose team went to the playoffs? Who's been to the biggest dance time and time again? Not Patrick Mahomes and his stupid TikTok brother. It's not Herbert and his laser rocket arm. It's the greatest quarterback of all time. And you tell him you're proudly named after him.
Roger that.
There you go. I like that. So here's the question I have. And I'm curious if you Patriot fans, New Englanders out here, are you rooting for Tom? Because I think last year it was sort of like Patriots were so bad. 7-9, they weren't a playoff team. You didn't have fun, but it was like you were following two teams. I know a lot of people around here were. And we even went through that, too, like the emotions in the Super Bowl. Do you want them to win? Do you not want them to win? But I'm curious, because you already won one. So are you rooting for them to win another one? Are you rooting for them to win on Sunday? Win another Super Bowl? Or is it just, no, he's already got one and I'm done?
No, or are you just sick of it? Are you sick of it and now you kind of, like, it's almost like, you know, you're rubbing salt in an open wound. So, but I would say, regardless of the bets that we have, of course, yes, I am rooting for him. I am.
Yep.
I feel like it only makes the story better. It only just adds to the legacy. And I think that alone is pretty damn cool. But I would not be surprised if there's a lot of local New Englanders, Patriot fans, diehards, that can't deal with it anymore. Like, okay, we get that you suffered and you stayed probably longer than you should. So we're going to be happy for you. We're going to root for you. I mean, there's a lot of people who say, who are you fans of? The Patriots? Who do you want to win? The Patriots? You remember when the Tampa played the Patriots?
Yeah, right? I'm just saying, you look at Twitch right now, which you can follow. You can watch the show there. All you got to do is go on Twitch and follow WEEI Ryan's 5581. I want Brady to lose so bad, I'm tired of him. He says, wow. Plus all the pink hats up here drool over Brady, and it's sickening.
Brady's a puss face.
Then it got MF Mookie. I think he's a big fan of Mookie Betts. Pats are out, so go Brady. So, yeah, I think this year it might be more split than it was last year. I felt like last year maybe 80-20. Everyone's rooting for Tom. Of course they're rooting for Brady.
Was it Matt Damon?
This year might not be that high.
Was Matt Damon asked who was he rooting for in this
Tampa
game? And he said, well, Brady, because he's even though he's, you know, from here and the Patriots, he should be rooting for the Patriots. Tom leaves. He's close with Tom, so he wants Tom to win.
He said as much that when he was away filming a movie in Australia, he didn't watch the Patriots games, but rather watched all the Buccaneers games. How about that?
Yeah, he claimed he's a Buccaneer fan, no longer a Patriot fan. So, listen, I'm rooting for him. I think it comes to an end. And I sure as hell hope it's not his last game. But I'll watch it almost feeling like it could be. You know, I'm serious. I'm watching that game like it could be.
Why?
I have a personal reason, a special record that I don't want him to, break that belongs to me and Vinny Testaverde. That's really the only reason.
You don't want him.
I don't want him. Yes.
And someone
selfish
else.
That's why you want him to retire?
Oh, yeah. This needs to be it. That's my only reason.
You're
for
selfish
him. Yes. He has enough
yes,
records.
I hope he
doesn't
till
need
he's 80
any more
now
records. If he plays next year, I think the record's Dunsky. I think it's over. I think it's done.
Did you and Testicles go 81 total on that one?
81 what?
81 years combined.
I don't remember.
Since you guys are the
is
oldest quarterback,
I think it was right around there.
Receiver combo, yeah.
Testicles.
You were right around there. So we're all rooting for him. I'm curious, are you rooting for him? Let's go to the phone calls. Paul in Attleboro. Are you rooting for Brady?
Of course I am. And I have a question for you guys. Do you think it would be wise for the Pats to draft a Alabama wide receiver that Mac Jones has played with like they did in Cincinnati and Philadelphia? And I'm not sure if anybody else has done it yet, but it's going to be a wise choice. And I'll let you guys go, and let's go, Brandon.
All right. Okay, Paul, appreciate it.
That's a terrible choice. Terrible.
You don't
terrible
like it. You don't like
no
diving back in the
wide receiver.
N'Keal Harry has scorned you. Chad Jackson has ruined you.
Has he ruined you?
Yeah, who are some of the other guys? Who are the Boyce? Remember that one year?
Dobson?
Boyce and Dobson.
Dobson, Boyce, Kenbrell, Tompkins. What a draft.
But Chad Tompkins Jackson was an unrestricted free agent, was he not?
I think he was a seventh rounder.
I don't think he was undrafted.
Either way, he caught one great touchdown pass and then
and
made
to think
his way
that he was the last one of those guys, and he was the best one.
The
he was the best one.
Yeah.
No, he'll never, but
and because of that, you don't want him to do it.
No, I don't. I know.
See, I don't think you go with that philosophy. You know, I think both these guys are coming off of serious injuries, right? And who was it? Kuiper. His first mock draft 1.0, Jameson Williams at 21. I think if he falls there, I think that's a miracle. And the only reason why he is because he has an ACL. And I think the other guy is at Michi out in the second round. He had them picking him in the second round. Same thing. I don't think he'd ever fall to where you are in the second round, but because he's hurt, maybe he will.
So, but,
both of
them
are good value.
How about this? How about this for a reason you should want
but I don't see
Brady to win and keep going? Because couldn't Brady be the one to actually avenge the unbelievable, pathetic loss that happened in Buffalo?
Yes.
Couldn't Brady kind of do you one more solid, listen, I'll take it from here. Like just some dramatic, over-the-top, like, you know, Hollywood-type ending.
I would say if Brady was to kind of continue this ride, right, it would just sort of push the Wonder Boy Sean McVay and everything they do right, you know, with the Rams aside. Then he would go and ruin Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, if they go to NFC title game in Green Bay and they beat him again, like, it would, like, just ruin, like, what mm-hmm you think of Aaron Rodgers. Like, who he is and what he, where he is in the history of the game. And then to get to the Super Bowl again, and whether it is Josh Allen and the Bills and sort of ruin their parade, or if it's Mahomes again and it's like, son, I know you've been to Super Bowls, you know, three of the last 4 years, and congratulations in your career, but I've whooped your ass the last 2 years. Like, that conversation will 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, if Mahomes has a great career, we'll always sit there and say, yeah, but Brady beat him twice. like back-to-back years.
He can end any debate as to
it's already over.
Who has been, who is. No, I mean, like, he could actually end any future debate. Like, if you think Mahomes sneaks in, wins one this year, now all of a sudden he's been to three in a row, been to the AFC Championship every year basically he started.
4 years straight.
Yeah, 4 years straight in the AFC Championship, halfway to Brady's incredible mark, and has two Super Bowl wins. Well, maybe he'll catch up to him,
yeah,
and he's got some time. But if Brady goes to the NFC Championship, knocks off Rodgers again, or maybe plays Garoppolo in the most anticipated NFC Championship ever, Christian.
Well, you like to call him the MF-er.
The MF-er, right? Oh, the MF-er. You're going to stick with that MF-er? So he could beat the MF-er, and then
it would be a great run.
He could haunt the Bills, or he could end Mahomes. He has just as compelling a storyline.
So
or
you
story
should
lines.
Want him. So you yes. should be rooting yes. for him to keep winning because yes. you have such a really a vested interest in the storyline, yes. in the ending.
So do you? You're on the radio too.
No, I'm just saying. I do think that there is if someone who wants him to lose and fall flat on his face is not over it. Mm-hmm. You know, like the person who wants them to lose is the same person if they break up with somebody is trolling their Instagram, following what they do on Facebook, and then constantly trying to figure out where they're going to be that night so they can, quote unquote, bump into them.
We got a lot of people on text that are like, you know, yeah, I'm rooting for them. I'll root for Tampa. Anybody, you know, beat Buffalo, all this other stuff. But you had somebody said, I don't want them to repeat champions. No back-to-backs. Let the Patriots be the last team to do it.
That's a good point, too. So now you start getting
into the Patriots field. Yes. Let me ask, throw another one out there at you.
Yeah, I like that's my favorite one.
If Brady wins another Super Bowl, does it continue to just pour salt in the wound for Bill Belichick? Oof. And we know this. We know, I think, right now, because Bill's still your coach.
Next
you know,
question.
I think people like defend Bill more than they would defend Brady because he's here. That's what you do. But if Brady wins another one, it just keeps getting worse for Bill, doesn't it?
Can I point out why this one would actually be worse, Lou? This one would be worse for Belichick because, no, it has nothing to do with Mac Jones or Bill having 2 years now to get his own team. Like, oh, Bill, you made it to the first round and got your nuts handed to you. This would be, hey, Brady went out the first year and had a perfect fantasy football offense and went in year 1-1. That was pretty tough for Bill to swallow. If Brady can do it this year and he has no Antonio Brown, no Godwin, and is throwing touchdown passes to Cyril Grayson and Breshad Perriman, and he wins the Super Bowl, then Bill is going to be like, wow.
So he
did it the way he did it here. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. So, Lou, I think the reality is that you should be rooting against him. You should be rooting against Brady and against the Bucks because doesn't it diminish what you've done? Like, so the text just says, you know, the last team to win back-to-back Super Bowl was that 03-04 team. Those 2 years, the Patriots were the last ones to do it.
Yeah.
You do it now. Somebody else now. Now the last one to do it is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Certainly makes your coach look bad.
Oh, I don't like it now. So I'm actually rooting against him.
No, I mean you got rid of your,
yeah. Just changed my mind.
Do you make dinner reservations yes. and plans with your wife
oh,
like
of course.
This?
You don't. Would you change your mind? I want Italian.
So typical.
If he wins another one, you let a quarterback walk and win two Super Bowls. To Fitzy's point, you know. Oh, it was a loaded team. That's why he won it last year. No, not this one.
Nope.
Not this one. This one's beat up. I want to go to Dennis in Walpole because he's rooting against Tom Brady. Dennis, what's going on, buddy? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Ellis? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I gotta just bring up two quick points, okay? Who's Tom Brady's daddy?
Tom Brady Sr.
Eli Manning.
Who? Okay, good. How come no one ever
Did
brings that up? And you know what Tom can do? He can take his shoes off and go kick rocks. Okay, he's not gonna. It ain't gonna happen.
Dennis, did you say these things about him when he was here? I'm just curious.
You know what I mean? Let's talk about Eli. I know he's not the GOAT. I know this, that, and everything. But if anybody wants to talk about daddies, you know what I mean? And Tampa Bay, I'm tired of hearing Tampa Bay. Okay, how many championships they got down there in Tampa?
They got two
Bay?
Actually. Tampa has two now.
Two. Okay. So why are they being called Tampa Bay and Bart? And we got about 95 up here in Boston. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So he's rooting.
They blank you in the drive-through.
He's rooting.
Okay. Wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. Don't you get it?
Yeah, it's definitely him, but a different character.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Listen, I understand it. This guy doesn't want to root for him now. He sounded like a scorned fan. Like I'm guaranteed. Yeah. I guarantee Dennis from Walpole when Brady was here was not talking about how Eli Manning's his daddy. Now I just said that because he won two Super Bowls. I think the Giants' defense are his daddy. Eli Manning made some great plays. But Dennis isn't rooting for him.
Wow.
just not rooting for him. Let's go to James because it looks like he is. James, what's up, man? You're with Lou, Christian, and Fitzy. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm definitely for Brady because I think if you're against him, you're just not a fan of football. You look at Michael Jordan when he came to the Garden. He didn't even play for us, and everyone's cheering him like he's the god. I mean, to not cheer for Brady, Brady to me eclipsed so many things at this point. You just got to cheer the greatness, whether you're, you know, whether it's a team thing or not. Like I said, it's like Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali. You just got to appreciate it at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it's funny because we talk about like how things kind of will be over the years. Like what you watch from Brady, like multiply it by three times, like 15 years from now.
Okay.
You know, because it's going to be, when Brady played, like he never lost. He never lost a big game. You know what I mean? It's
never just, got in trouble with the league.
Never had a long, drawn-out
court battle.
He was an angel, you know. Like you always get better, but you are. You're watching Tom Brady play football. I'd love to rewind it and go back to like 84 and actually watch Larry Bird again play. You know what I mean? And maybe he's not even the greatest in the sport of all time, but it was just during my time that's what I wanted to watch.
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to sit and enjoy that game on Sunday like it's his last.
When you left the Red Sox, when you played on other teams.
People felt the same way when I left.
Didn't you want the Red Sox, especially you, didn't you want them to lose?
In 04, it was mixed emotions.
I mean, I was going to say.
Why is that?
But ultimately, you just don't want them to be successful without you. You especially.
I had mixed emotions. I would say that in 04. But I had so many friends on the team.
So you were
that I couldn't root against them. I
couldn't wish of emotions.
I could wish them to lose.
Because if you hope that the team sucked, your friends wouldn't right. get what their ultimate goal
was. And I
was
also like growing up like a Red Sox fan, so I wanted it as well. I'm just not going to go as far as Zarbano's comment that he always used to say.
It's the best thing that ever happened to you?
Best thing
that
ever happened to the Red Sox was 03.
Red Sox.
Can I tell you about
it? I was like, excuse me? Maybe really? For the, personally, no.
Interesting. For you, no, absolutely not. For the Red Sox in a lot of ways, just sort of like Matt getting it handed to him Saturday night, hopefully that'll become a good thing for him in his long-term development.
Maybe.
Can I tell you, I've never mentioned this before. My enduring image of you long before I ever met, and it still comes up every now and again, I was watching the same show that I had to do when I was kicked off ESPN's dream job, Cold Pizza. You were sitting on the sofa next to Jay Crawford and Kit Hoover. You found out live on the air that Maglio Ordonez was about to be traded for Nomar.
Yeah.
And they put it to you like, Lou, looks like your best buddy's going to be out of town. You went ghost white and you just completely were like, oh, really? And you had nothing to say. And I remember you looked like a deer in headlights. And I was like, how could they do that to my guy Maloney? That's so unfair of them. They got you journalists.
That was A-Rod in Boston, Manny in yes. Lester, I think, to Texas. Maglio to Boston.
Magpipes was coming to Boston along with A-Rod, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, insane. It was, like, a lot of pieces.
You should have had Tate Sherrill all along.
There was a lot of pieces there. That was a little bit wild. They threw that crap to me right in my fosh.
Lou, the floor is yours.
For the one time, Lou was caught, like...
How about this? Reasons why you're rooting against Brady. Let's go to Chris in the truck. Go ahead, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
So it's my thing. It's not personal against Brady or anything. I mean, I love Brady and what he did here, but... I don't want him to achieve too much in Tampa Bay. I want all his achievements and his accolades to come from New England. Like, he's ours. When he takes that uniform off, he's back to being ours. And I didn't want him to get one. But he's got the one, but I definitely don't want him to get multiple with Tampa Bay. So that's my main reason.
Yeah, and don't you... Don't
now you got to
like,
share.
So, yeah, so don't you want champ? The most, like, the most memorable moments to be associated with the Patriots? So the most memorable moment from the Tampa Bay Bucs Super Bowl run was what? Anybody?
The most memorable moment?
From the Tampa Bay Bucs Super Bowl run was what?
I would say probably...
Defense early.
I have something...
The touchdown pass to Scotty Miller at the end of the first half against Green Bay where he got off the bench on fourth down, that was nails.
You know what I think it was?
Brady forgetting what down it was?
No, because that wasn't in the Super Bowl.
What did you think it was,
no,
Christian?
No, Brady throwing the Super Bowl trophy... Brady, the tight end.
Right.
That was the most memorable.
What about
hammered? Guess what? He had more fun at his parade than he's ever had at any of yours.
There were duck boats before, but it was freezing cold. There was nothing like this.
The most memorable moment was him throwing the freaking Lombardi trophy.
But if you love Brady, didn't you love him seeing him at least? I know it wasn't with us, but at least seeing him happy again after he was so miserable on his way out of town, it was kind of fun.
Kind of fun. I like
I'm
that.
Amazed that you're taking it like this. It's weird.
Because I'm becoming a responsible
you're like
dad
an adult
and I hate
now.
It.
Listen, we got a lot of
first
people.
Boat parade in your career?
A lot of people want to get on this here, too. Like, are you rooting for Tom Brady? Rooting for him on Sunday? Rooting for him to win the Super Bowl? Do you want Tom to win two Super Bowls as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 617-779-7937. Mike Lombardi, he joins us at 4 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.